Hello, good morning. This is Elisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Elisa, hi. This is Hector calling. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for asking. And you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm following up a couple of things. First and foremost, UPMC had approved 30 hours for Mr. Mistimer.
Yes.
Mike, his representative had uploaded that information, or he said he uploaded that information last week. Did you guys get that information?
Yes, I spoke with Mr. Scott last week, and I asked him, like, the new schedule, and he told me, like, I will let you know, but I never received the call back, so.
Yeah, so we've been approved for 30 hours a week now, as opposed to the 16.5. For now, we have severe problems. Again, I hate doing the paper app, but we have severe problems in this area where he lives at, especially during storms and all of this stuff. And so I did paper app. You should have gotten that. I sent that this morning. I did it for Friday for 12 hours, Saturday for 12 hours, Sunday for 6. Mr. Mistimer has just had surgery. So I've been helping him way more than those hours. Even the 30 hours are not sufficient, and the travel and stuff that we had to go to his appointments, which are like 45 minutes away, including his surgery. So he's home now and stuff like that. And on top of not only me carrying him, I got a physical therapist that comes in to help him with physical therapy. So anyways, I put in for the 30 hours this morning. So I'm just wanted to confirm to make sure that Mike from UPMC, the insurance company, had uploaded that information so that obviously that 30 hours can go through.
Yes, I see that you sent a timesheet for Friday for 12 hours, Saturday
yeah.
for 12.
And Sunday
yeah.
for 6.
Yeah, Sunday for 6. Can let me know, like, there is a specific schedule that you guys is going to be working or it's going to remain on weekends, 12 hours.
It's going to remain on weekends and stuff like that for now. Here's what I don't like about how you guys set yourself up, because I have another client that I help out, and I use the same system with a different company, and they're very flexible with it. But with Mr. Mistimer, I'm with Mr. Mistimer on hours that are not on schedule. I'm with Mr. Mistimer throughout the week, in the evening hours. I'm with him multiple hours, but I could never log in independently to log those hours to accumulate to 16.5, or now we're going to 30 hours. So I'm not exactly sure why it has to stay to a specific schedule, because during the week, although I see him regularly, it is on random days. So I don't have a set day that I say, okay, you know, Hector, you're going to go spend time with Scotty and stuff like that. We talk to each other every day. I speak to him every day. Like, there's not a day I don't speak to him. So we speak to him every day. And depending on, you know, what's going on, how he's feeling, and all of those things, I'll go and just show up and hang out there for several hours with him, and making sure everything is okay, you know, providing whatever help I can help him with. So it's kind of confusing to have a schedule that's not flexible, that I feel like I have to be held to, when at the end of the day, I'm there doing multiple hours during the week, and at any point in time, I could be able to check in and accumulate those hours during the week. So I don't know how it works. If it has to have a specific schedule, then we'll stick to that specific schedule. But ultimately, I'm there on a regular basis way more than what I can log in and log in my hours as far as hours are concerned.
I already spoke with you this matter previously, and I don't know if maybe you have not seen that option in the app, but you can clock in and clock out without the visit. And I'll also let you know that you have to inform me, because I have to be keeping, like, adjusting the schedule.
Right.
So they can be accumulating, and last time you let me know that it doesn't work for you, keep informing, so there is no more solutions I can give to you.
Yeah. All right. All right, well, listen, let's just keep the schedule as is, 12 hours Friday, 12 hours Saturday, 6 hours Sunday. If something deviates from that, I'll let you know. But we'll keep trying our best. I mean, even his own therapist can't. Every time she comes in, she has to try to log in, and she can't log in. So it's a constant problem for any caretaker that comes in there to help him out in any way, shape, or form to log in and out. So,
yes, Chris,
again,
I think we have to change to another device because you are not clocking in and out, and that's becoming a problem. If we don't see the clock-ins and clock-outs, we cannot keep accepting timesheets. So that's an issue, too.
Yep. All right. No problem. We'll have to figure something out. I don't know what to do at this point in time. So let me know what other solutions y'all have. But, again, unfortunately, there are people in the United States here that still live in zones and areas where Internet is not an option. And he has, although there is some Internet there, it very much is a dead zone, and unfortunately, who can do anything about that other than
I'm providing you on a solution that is the FOB that does not need internet. You clock in and you clock out, and thus internet is not needed.
Okay. Well, then you'll have to send us that, and we'll have to figure it out.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
All right. And the 30 hours will be documented, correct?
Yeah.
And the schedule will be uploaded on the system. All right.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, bye.